of Tuesdays, September 10th, 17th, and 24th from 4 to 7 p.m. at three select Dave Sinclair Automotive locations. Walk in or register with SSM Cancer Care at 1-866-SSM-DOCS. That's 1-866-SSM-DOCS. SSM Cancer Care, providing expert care and treatment.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
College students, busy parents, everybody needs easy and convenient ways to manage our money, individually as well as jointly. That's why American Eagle Credit Union offers smart solutions, free checking for students, including mobile banking. Check out ameaglecu.org to open up an account right now. And when you open your account, tell them McGraw sent you and you'll get two entries to win an iPad. ameaglecu.org. Join today and see for yourself.
Member eligibility and account approval required. Tablet offer valid through September 20th, 2013. No purchase necessary.
I think Texas.
You know, I heard Saudi Arabia is next.
As demand grows for reliable, more efficient energy, Siemens is building advanced natural gas-powered turbines in North Carolina for use around the country and the world.
It's kind of cool. Everyone wants our turbines.
They keep ordering, I'll keep building.
Somewhere in America, answers for cleaner energy are happening right now. Siemens. Answers. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate with some important news. With the start of Mizzou football, the showtime of This Week in Real Estate is changing. We'll be on this Saturday from 11 a.m. till 1. That's right, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 11 a.m. till 1. This week, our topics are taking advantage of foreclosures and short sales, how to buy a home with less than $1,000, and of course, your questions and comments. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall, this Saturday from 11 a.m. until 1. I look forward to you joining me.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit and we think you'll get lots of
dirty chicken butts.
Oh man, I do not like that.
Deep frying.
No thanks. No thank you. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the September 5th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Amini's in Chesterfield Valley. There's not another store like it. You can have outlet malls with 600 stores in them, and there's not going to be one like Amini's. And these outlet malls are nice. My wife finally, for the first time yesterday, went to one of them. She said it was really very nice. She was impressed. While you're there at either one, check out Amini's. Not another store like it. We'll talk more after we do this.
Hey!
You know, every day, somebody new discovers the show. And they don't know who anybody is. They don't know what anything means. What's this anyway? What is that about? What are these noises? What is this cheese thing? What's going on? Well, let's start by telling you who's in the room with me. We have a control board operator, as all radio stations do and studios do. But this one's the best in the world. His name is Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to switch jobs or retire, then now would be a great time to get a free consultation regarding your investment options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Now, lots of shows also have producers. This one's the worst in the world. His name is Dan, and he's proud of that.
I have a brick at Busch Stadium outside Gate 1.
It says, world's worst producer.
That's right.
There's the proof right there. His name is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is fine, Dan.
And Rat Boy just walked in from our kitchen because on the table, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, there's a big old round bag full of, tell them what kind of popcorn it is.
Cheese.
Cheese popcorn.
Oh.
So, of course, that's where he would. I don't like cheese popcorn. I've told you this before. I just like for popcorn to have a lot of butter and a lot of salt.
I like cheese popcorn.
Did you ever see that black popcorn?
Yes.
It's the kernels are black.
Right. It still pops white.
Yeah. It's weird. Here's what's not weird. Great polka music. Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
My daughter turned me on to sprinkling at the movie, sprinkling that cheese on the popcorn.
Oh, see, I don't like that.
Three or four different cheeses.
I like that that yellow popcorn salt. It's like seasoning.
Oh, yeah.
Butter salt.
Just nasty. Get your hands all yellow stuff. It's probably bad for you.
Yeah.
Man, oh, sure.
Good, though. So good. And they need to find a way at the theater where you can salt your popcorn and not have it all be on top. You know, you try to shake it down. There ought to be a way. Now, sometimes they'll fill half a bag. And then they'll let you put a little stuff on there, and then they'll fill it the rest of the way. But that's because my wife accuses me of putting too much salt on it, and I say, well, it's just all on the top. Don't eat the top part. I'll eat the top third, and then, you know, you eat the rest. They always complain about
stuff. I'll let you know when you can start digging in.
Yeah. When I get down here to the bottom where this hole is that my wiener's digging through, I'll tell you you can reach in there then. Yeah. I know better than to try that with her. We're brought to you by Amini's. The joke will be brought to you by Mark and Jason. So here's the deal with Amini's. There's a great big copper dome on top of this door. If you drive down 40 or 64, if you want to call it that, you can't mistake it for any other store. There's nothing that looks like. It looks like a giant sort of spacecraft landed there. It's this copper dome, and it's a huge place. And if you've ever wondered what's in there, there's a good way to find out. Just walk in. Walk in. Walk through. Tell them your AM and the PM. You just want to look around. Here's what you're going to find. You're going to find right now a lot of the same items that they had on the tent sale in the parking lot. That stuff's inside now, but it's still on sale, and some of it as much as 50% off. And here's why that's great news. When you can save as much as 50% on quality stuff, it's easy to save money on junk because stores want to get rid of junk. And they don't have much money tied up in junk anyway. It's easy to put it on sale. This is first-class patio furniture. We have some friends who bought patio furniture at Amini's because they sat in ours. And they said, this is the absolute finest patio furniture we've ever seen. So they went and got some. And they're never going to regret it because 10, 15 years from now, they'll still be using that patio furniture where a lot of cheap patio furniture makes it a season or two, and then it starts looking like crap or falling apart. That's one reason. And this is a great time to buy patio furniture, and they sell lots of it all the way right up into winter. But how about pinball machines and arcade games and shuffleboard and foosball and pool tables and ping pong tables and area rugs, both machine and handmade, and home theater furniture and a lighting, an entire Jaffe lighting selection upstairs. I'm telling you, you're going to love this store and take everybody in the family in there because unlike a lot of stores where your kids go, when are you going home? And I got to do that here. They're going to be mad that you're leaving Amini's because while you're shopping around, Amini's welcomes them to play the pinball, the arcade. They're on free play. You know, knock yourself out. Mom, Dad, you can play it too. It's a great place, family-friendly place. Amini's, A-M-I-N-I-S, in Chesterfield Valley, Amini's.com. I believe Bill Cleveland's dead. Yes, that proves that he is right there. And the lunch lady after Bill Cleveland, but right now from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app. You'll be glad you did. It's free. The app is STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi, Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Thank you for waiting. Sorry we didn't get you in earlier.
That's all right. And I want to thank Eon the Peon, who was nice enough to put a link up today on the Frank Opinion Large Morning Show Facebook page of our latest Bill on the Road segment. Ian and I played in a softball game a couple weekends ago. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Yes.
And, yes, and we played against the Arndt family, which happens to be the topic of this week's segment. It's 13 brothers and one sister.
That's like the Duggars.
Yeah, I think
very similar. I mean, the Duggars have like 18 or 19.
I think they have 20 now.
Yeah,
but still, if you can imagine, you know, these people playing softball against them, and you look out on the field, and it's all of them brothers making up the entire softball team. So anyway, that's the subject.
And if they want to go right to your site, it's BillOnTheRoad.com.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you haven't watched these, I hate to say you're kind of a loser if you're not watching these each week. I don't want people to be a loser.
Well, no, that's not sugarcoat it. You're not kind of a loser. You are a loser.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know if I was qualified to say that or not.
I'll say it.
Yes, you're a loser. All right. Well, we got it. That's pretty interesting. There's a boy in Britain. He's like 10 years old. He sells paintings for $200,000 a piece.
Whoa.
He's getting $200,000 a piece for his paintings. His latest painting is pretty incredible. It's titled "Man Flushing $200,000 Down Toilet." Wow. We got a new poll out that shows 50% of Americans think the country is divided.
Hmm.
Yeah. The other 50% think it isn't.
See what he did there? Divided. See what he did?
That's kind of interesting and kind of scary, I guess. Scientists say that we're running out of places to go where it's quiet.
Think about that.
They say soon there'll be no place left where people can find complete silence, although I think they're wrong. They should just kind of be in a room with me after I tell a joke. Quiet.
You said it. We didn't.
I know. I'm a loser. And finally, this happened.
Oh, Bill, you're too hard on yourself.
It's hard to believe the fall season is about to underway, fall of TV season about to get started, and Sesame Street will begin its 44th season. Can you believe that?
No.
44th season. I don't want to say Sesame Street is getting old, but the season premiere is brought to you by the letters ED.
Oh, see, it's erectile dysfunction humor.
Yeah. Nothing gets past you guys.
No, it sure
does. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KPRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. Bye.
Proof once again that when he waits a little later, he has time to hone and polish.
Right.
Yeah.
You ready for the lunch, lady?
Yeah, I am. And I'm glad I said ED. I guarantee there'll be some people that didn't get ED was erectile dysfunction.
Right.
So we have to kind of explain it. Yes, we're ready for the lunch, lady.
Okay.
Can't have too much of lunch. Dan says it's her birthday today.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You got to love the lunch lady. Or you can't stand her. One or the other.
Hey, today we are going to have a hamburger on a bun and Gilbert's favorite.
Who's Gilbert?
One of those jumbo hot dogs on the patio.
I mean, you could use a jumbo hot dog.
Potato chips, potato salad, coleslaw, and birthday cake.
Yeah.
Today it is my birthday, and I know I should be glad.
Yeah.
But guess what?
What?
Mr. Boyd and Hattie Mae and Cinda and
who?
University Cinda. Of Phoenix and the Creel Builders TQL.
What?
Are not here to share it.
What are you talking
about? Now I feel so sad. I went and bought myself a present.
Muzzle.
And now I feel so glad. But anywho, I'm going to hang up here and get myself together. I'll probably go walk my dog.
Oh, good grief.
And have, you know, birthday cake and stuff after a while. Let's see what else. Oh, and I'm going to watch General Hospital.
You don't even know what you watch.
The Young and the Restless.
The dog told her.
I sure am. Mm. And I hope you have a gorgeous day.
Me too.
Because I sure am.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice day today. I just feel it. And if you're ever down or anybody out there, just give them my number, okay? I'll be more than happy to cheer them up.
Mm.
Okay, happy birthday to me.
Yeah.
Love ya. You know LL does. Bye now.
You know, wouldn't it be something if we found out, like, every one of our neighbors committed suicide?
Oh, yeah.
And everybody she ever worked with committed suicide.
It's like some people on Facebook. It's like Facebook on the phone with her.
Oh, my goodness. That's the lunch lady. You probably know the news by now. Starting Monday, the show that will precede this one will be, we'll see if you can guess who it is. And we're going to have some interesting guests as well.
Oh.
That's right.
Kevin Horgan?
Yes.
All right.
John Carney, starting Monday, will be on before this show.
great lead-in.
And Scott Sherman, starting Monday, will take that 9 p.m. slot. I'm going to tell you something. This guy, Scott Sherman, is really good. And what's, I guess, disheartening for radio people is there are a lot of people who've been in radio a long time. They're not half as good as this guy. And he has no radio background. He's just interesting.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, riding around in the car at 9 o'clock at night to midnight, you don't have anything to do and you're bored and you're married and you're with your wife, you're not going to be fooling around in the car. Turn on the radio and, listen to Scott Sherman. You cannot listen to him and not learn something either really interesting or really entertaining. He's just one of those guys that seems to know a little bit about a whole lot of stuff. So that starts Monday night. For whatever reason, this last week I have received 5 or 6 of these emails, and the emails are coming from people I know. But they're these, oh my goodness, I hope you get this in time. We were on vacation in Manila, and I lost my wallet. Are you getting these things?
No.
And
they've been hacked, though.
Can you please just send me $1,000? Yes, they've all been hacked, and it's happened. I've gotten from 5 or 6 in the last week. And
wow.
I look at the from, and I go, well, it's from Dan Strauss. And that's just an example. And then it says, oh, boy, I hope you get this in time. I am so sorry to burden you with this, but we were robbed while we were on vacation in Italy, and it's that thing. There's a rash of these for some reason lately, so ignore them. Your friends aren't overseas without money.
Did you send me any money?
I was just an example. You didn't actually send me any money.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a movie being made, this 50 Shades of Grey, and I read the article yesterday. They cast the two leading roles. I don't even remember who the cast. It wasn't named that I recognized, but I just got to tell you something. If the movie is anything like the book, this is going to be the worst movie ever made. And I know that a bunch of chicks read this 50 Shades of Grey. And the only reason I know anything about it, we drove to Arizona, wherever the heck it was. We were going to be in the car a long time. And my wife gets it on CD. And I listened to a great deal of 50 Shades of Grey. One of the worst things I have ever heard in my life. It's stupid. It's about a rich guy who's they call women a dominatrix. What do you call a guy who makes a woman be submissive and uses whips?
Yeah,
and cuffs her and all that. What do you call that?
A masochist
guy?
Yeah. Or something.
So he's like a young rich guy, and he likes to rough chicks up a little bit. And of course, they make it in the book seem like, ooh, she can't get enough of that. It's just stupid. Sorry. I know that a lot of women, and that's what's interesting to me, that so many women found this 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, they loved it.
What the heck?
I know they loved it and thought it was sexy and sensuous.
I
can't
even believe what I was listening to, and I can't imagine reading it. Maybe reading it's better than listening to these people who played the parts, but there'll be a movie, and you know it'll do well. It will. Anytime there's a book that's that successful, I think the movie automatically does well. On the way here today, I was behind and I have not seen one of these cars for years, a Mercury Sable.
Oh, man.
And as I looked at it, it reminded me that through the years, and not so much now, but years ago, the car companies used to put out variations of the same car. But people thought they were getting a better car if they bought a particular version. I'll give you an example. A Mercury Sable was a Ford Taurus. It was a Taurus. It just had Sable on it. A Ford Granada was exactly the same vehicle as a Mercury Monarch. They were the same car.
Same thing with Plymouth Volare and the Dodge Aspen.
Exactly.
Same car.
Now, here's an interesting little tidbit. Chevy, for many, many, many years, had a Nova, Chevy Nova. At one point in, I guess, the 80s, there was a Chevy Nova. There was an Olds Omega, a Pontiac Ventura, and a Buick Apollo. Nova, Omega, Ventura, Apollo. The first letters of all those cars spell Nova. They were all Novas. It was GM. It was the same platform, same chassis, same basic car. They just changed a couple of things, and one was an Apollo, one was an Omega, and one was a Ventura, and one was a Nova. They're all Novas.
Do you remember a certain year, the Novas, when you would see a Nova driving down the street, it was kind of going down sideways?
No.
Nova I saw, and I can't remember what year
well,
it was.
Your eyes are not good, first of
oh,
all.
Oh, no, everybody noticed that. They're like, it's like the car was not straight.
That's
it was
not good.
Going down.
When the car's not going straight, that's bad.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think it was in the 80s.
I never did notice that. Now, we don't have a lot of time left here, do we? I'll save it. I actually have a list from, this is Reasons for Admission to an Insane Asylum. From 1864 to 1889, this is the list of legitimate reasons you could commit somebody to an asylum. I'll just give you a couple of them. If you were kicked in the head by a horse, then the doctor, if they showed that, could put you in an insane asylum.
Wow.
If you were treated badly by your husband, you qualified to go in an insane asylum. If you led an immoral life... If you were lazy, I'd be in one.
Oh, yeah.
Masturbation and syphilis. Now, it has them together as a reason. So, I guess if somebody said, hey, are you masturbating? I'm going to put you in insane. No, but I don't have syphilis. Okay, well, it says masturbation and syphilis. Then here, well, I love this one. Another reason for being admitted to an insane asylum, masturbation for 30 years. It's actually listed here. Now, tracks how long somebody plays with himself? Who tracks that?
Stop one day short of 30 years, you're all right.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the asylum. Not so fast. It's only 29 years. 11 months. Not going anywhere. Reading a novel back then. Qualified.
Wow.
You could be put in a nut house for reading a novel. Nymphomania, you could be put in a nut house. Overaction of the mind. I guess if you were really smart, you know how some people are so smart they're crazy? You could be put in a nut house. I got a whole list of these things. We'll save some for later. The joke is brought to you by Mark and Jason. That's Mark Reed and Jason Becker. You have $25,000 or more. And if you don't, listen anyway, because hopefully you will eventually, if you play your cards right. And then when you do have $25,000 or more, you may decide at some point, maybe I need to talk to somebody about what I'm doing with this money. Somebody who knows more about it than I do. Somebody I can trust, somebody with a good track record, somebody who's done this for a while. That would be Mark Reardon and Jason Becker. They're with Stiefel Nicholas. They give advice. They give financial advice. Not marital advice or job advice, financial advice. And they're going to ask you a bunch of questions. I'll just tell you that. Because to do what they do and do it right, they need to sort of get a profile of who you are and what you're all about. Do you have kids? How many kids? How old are they? What kind of work do you do? How stable is your job? What do you want to do with the rest of your life? Do you want to travel? Do you hate travel? Do you want to end up in a little house, a big house, or an RV? What are your parents? How long did your grandparents live? Do your parents genetically look like they're going to be around? You're going to have to take care of them. Do you have kids that are grown or still living at home? There's just a lot to consider when you're planning financially. So they give financial advice. You meet with them. That's step number one, and it doesn't cost you anything. And after that, it's really your call. It's your call also whether or not you even meet with them. You have to make that phone call. They're not going to call you. But I would say do it. Even if you have a financial advisor, see what you think about what they have to say when it comes to what you're doing with your $25,000 or more. It all starts with this website, markandjason.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
An email request for this joke. I think it's been long enough since we did it, so we'll do it again. Guy goes into a bar. He's never been in there before. He's a stranger in town. And he looks up at the bartender and cannot help but notice that the bartender has the longest nose he has ever seen. It comes out and down literally 5 to 6 inches. Unbelievably long nose. And the customer says, man, I'm really thirsty. How about a beer? Bartender says, coming right up. And he puts the beer down. And he says, I uh, I could probably use some lunch. You serve food here. The bartender with this gigantic nose says, yep, we sure do. He says, how about like a BLT? He says, we got one. He says, well, how much is a BLT? He says, $18. The guy says, $18 for a BLT? He says, yep, 18. He says, how much is this beer I'm drinking? He says, $14. He says, well, I never would have ordered it if I'd known it was that, but forget the sandwich. Just let me have a... let me have like a bowl of, you got a, like beer nuts or peanuts or cashews. He says, yeah. He says, here, how about this? And he pulls out one of those little bags, like a palm full of almonds. He says, yeah, let me have that. How much is that? He says, that's $14.50. He says, you got to be kidding me. $14.50? There's not even a full handful of almonds there. No. I forget the sandwich. Forget the... holy cow, man. I'll just drink my beer. And he finishes the beer, and he goes, okay, what do I owe you again for the beer? And he goes, $14. So he pays him. He goes, all right, you probably never see me in here again. And the bartender says, hey, pal, before you leave, I just want to thank you. He says, well, you should thank me for paying you $14 for a beer. He says, no, it's not for that. I just want to thank you for having the decency to not say anything about my nose. Everybody else makes some wisecrack about, you know, my nose, and you didn't do it, and I appreciate that. And that guy goes, well, I tell you the truth, I thought it was your penis. Everything else is so high.
Time to find out where the problems are in traffic. Here's Frank Glad, Airborne.
Well, no incidents to report. Just heavy volume this afternoon, Dan. Southbound on 270 Olive down through Ladue. Then it opens up. You're back on the brakes. Just north of Clayton Road down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound on 270. Westbound on Highway 64. The normal slow stretches through the construction zone. West of Grand out to Vandeventer. Then between Hampton and McCausland. Lighter than normal between 270 and Mason. And essentially no delays approaching the Boone Bridge out in the valley. Eastbound 64, some volume approaching 270 from about 141. Up in North County, a pretty good run. Could see some heavy traffic, though, between Lindbergh and 170. Westbound 5570, still some volume headed into downtown St. Louis from, looks like, Route 3 crossing the Poplar. This update is brought to you by Walmart. Walmart's low prices make it easy to change your oil because they have 5-quart jugs of Valvoline oil, conventional oil for $15.97, and Purolator oil filters for just $3.27. Save money, live better. Walmart. From the Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic Center, Frank Glad on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. Saturday, after winning their first game of the season, the Tigers take on the Rockets of Toledo.
Gary Pinkel won 73 games in 10 years as the head coach of the Rockets before leaving for Mizzou after the 2000 season. I'm Mike Kelly, the voice of the Tigers. Join Howard Richards, Chris Gervino, and me right here.
Get every pass, every play right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Warning. If you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it's faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. is available to settle your debt too. You may reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-944-3778. That's 1-800-944-3778. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778. 1-800-944-3778.
Remember Bob and Sarah, who were suffering from decoratophobia, the fear of making a decorating boo-boo?
That's us!
They flipped through the decorating magazines and watched decorating shows, but none of that cured their bad case of decoratophobia. Then Sarah made a bold decision.
I went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Yep, she went to Reinecke Decorating Center.
Smart move, because because family-owned Reinecke and DePere is the home of Decorator Select wall coverings. Choose your wall coverings today, take it home and hang it today. And if you don't see your pattern, new patterns are arriving weekly. And if paint is your choice, and you don't see your color in one of over 3,000 Benjamin Moore paint colors, bring your color choice in and Reinecke will match it. Unlike the big box stores, the majority of Reinecke staff members have over 20 years of experience in paint and decorating. And at the DePere location, Reinecke's decorators can help you choose the right color palette, wall coverings, and blinds to help you overcome your decorative phobia.
We're cured! It's a miracle!
Reinecke Decorating Centers has two locations on Manchester Road in DePere and in Brentwood.
Tom Calhoun again for my friend, the Bellow Man. Have you been looking all over for a skilled, reliable plumber? Occasionally you're going to need one, and whatever plumbing problem you might have, Bellow Sales and Service in Belleville can solve it for you. They have honest, neat, courteous plumbers committed to doing their best. If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom fixtures, they can help there too. Or if your toilet requires more than one flush, hey, guess what? They have toilets that work the first time, every time. They also offer a whole house plumbing maintenance program to ensure your plumbing is working properly all year round. Call my friend the Bellow Man anytime, day or night, with your plumbing problems. If comfort is your plan, call 618-BELLOWMAN or visit them online at bellowman.com. Click on the discounts link, too, for savings on your next repair or service call.
For heating, cooling, plumbing woes, Bellow Man's the one who knows. If you find you're in a fix, call 235-6626. That's B-E-L-O-M-A.
Hi, I'm Carol. I started with Dr. Joe Bowen in the summer of 1980. I had a beautiful smile, but my teeth were prone to cavities. I briefly lived in Lake of the Ozarks. After consulting with a dentist in Jeff City and then with Dr. Bowen in Florissant, I made the decision to return to Dr. Bowen for the treatment on my teeth. I frequently made the 3-hour drive from the Lake of the Ozarks up to Florissant for my dental work. That's how confident I was in Dr. Bowen's work. Friends used to say to me, "You drive from the lake up to Florissant for a dentist?" I now live in Afton, and I'm still getting that question from people. Fast forward 33 years to 2013. There were a lot of changes in my life, but the one constant was Dr. Bowen and now his son, Dr. John. Let me tell you, when the dentist and his staff is that good and your teeth and smile are at stake, it's worth every dollar in gas.
For a free consultation, call Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500. That's B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations, and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
St. Louis Closet Company can truly help you create a place for everything in your home. Call today at 314-781-9000 to schedule your free in-home estimate. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou. Tune in this Monday night from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday. Live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley and Jim Huer. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Dos Lunas Tequila. 100% Weber Blue Agave Tequila from the Jalisco Highlands in Mexico. And the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Man without a wallet is on the way. Mike Evans, for those of you who didn't hear yesterday, he lost his wallet in Hawaii. So I doubt that his report will be very long today because he's still, how should I put it, soothing his nerves medicinally.
Piecing back together.
Yeah. let me just remind those of you who, if you're confused at all about who to call for solar panels and you want to look into solar panels for your house or your business, let me make that easy for you. North American Solar, north-americansolar.com. I can't tell you how much money you'll save because I don't know the size of your home or business. I don't know how many kilowatt hours you go through on your meter to Ameren, but they will find out. When they contact you, they'll want to look at your electric bill. They're able to take a look at your electrical usage and tell you, based on the positioning of your house with relation to the sun and how big it is and how much you're using, you're going to be stunned at how they can break out and show you over the next 25, 30 years how much money you're going to save if you turn to solar panels, especially you commercial folks, businesses. They're tens of thousands of dollars to be saved. And that and LED lighting. LED lighting is something we are all eventually going to have because we're not going to have a choice. They're phasing out incandescent bulbs. Go in the hardware store and try to find a bunch of incandescent bulbs. LED, LED, LED. It's a smart way to go, especially, again, for businesses. And North American Solar can help you with all that. Solar panels, LED. Here's the number, 636-349-3300. That's 636-349-3300 or north-americansolar.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine, when you're going to let me get.
He did say, did he not, he had one credit card?
Yes.
So that he could get some wine?
American Express Platinum.
Or other medicinal things in Hawaii. His name is Mike Evans, also known as Man Without a Wallet. He's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. You want to turn that kitchen into not only a 2013 kitchen, but years beyond, into the future. It's still going to look great. Or bathroom, ThompsonPrice.com. Here is Mike Evans.
Good day.
Having a better day today?
Yeah, everything's fine. I'm on the H1 passing Canal and Punahou.
I think we all know where that is, don't we?
And Kalua Avenue.
Yeah. As in, like, and is that where Kalua comes from? I guess it is.
I guess it is. Pretty soon I'm going to get off the freeway on Kalani Aniole Highway.
I love the name of that highway, Kalani Aniole Highway. That's a great name.
A lot of vowels.
Kalani Aniole Highway. But today I just got off the golf course. I played Lele Hua.
Well, that's
shot 78 today.
Not bad.
Who hasn't shot that on that course?
Yeah.
And then I got, we got about an hour and 40 minutes before the kickoff of the first NFL football game. And I'm actually going to try to get down to Waimanalo Bay and jump in the water for like a half hour and then get back to the hotel in time to watch the game.
Now, have you surfed since you've been there?
I have not surfed. All I've done is body surf because there really wasn't any waves, and we had to borrow a longboard. And we're down in Waimanalo and Bellows. They have good body surfing waves, about 3 footers. So I've just been going and jumping in and body surfing.
It's very interesting on football Sundays because the first games start there at 7 o'clock in the morning. Isn't that right, Mike?
Yeah, 3 hours difference. So.
Three for you, five for us.
Yeah, but
the game tonight starts at 2:30 in the afternoon here.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were on a surfboard?
About a year ago.
Wow. How many surfing years do you think you have left?
I don't know. I mean, I was telling Cheryl yesterday that I talked to her on the phone that. At my age, I was getting thrashed. I mean, I was washing machine. I was just getting tumbled and was out body surfing, and I felt pretty good about myself.
Yeah? Well, for those who don't know, Mike's in his late 70s.
Yeah.
And he looks really...
Then I was over at Waimanalo Beach Park, and this guy goes, I walked by these two guys that were in the truck because it was absolute. Did you get the picture I sent, Frank?
No, it didn't come through.
Unbelievable. I mean, it was just beautiful. If it was so beautiful, in fact, that over by the blowhole.
That sounds dirty. Yeah,
blow.
I stopped and I looked and it looked like not only could you see Molokai, but you could see Maui, and I think you could see Big Island, Mauna Kea on the Big Island. And it was a guy, a local guy, was stopped there, and I walked up to him. I said, "Do you see what I see?" And he goes, "He was about 50 years. I lived here my whole life. I've never seen all three islands from this point."
Wow! What is the blowhole? Is that a place?
It's an underwater lava tube. When big waves come in, they shoot like 70 foot. It's like 70 foot of waters, streams of water.
It sounds like a great name for a real nasty dive or a bar, the blowhole.
Yeah.
Let's go over to the blowhole.
Be careful in the bathrooms.
Are they laughing?
Yeah, we're laughing.
That's
what we do here.
To.
Who are you talking to? What happened? Where'd he go?
I'm right here. You know what? I'm on the phone and there's a cop behind me.
Oh, good.
Is
he stopping
on
you?
The phone?
Now,
are you smoking a joint?
Throw it out, man.
You know,
swallow
it. It's a cop. It's a motorcycle guy. It's a cop. But anyway, these two guys in this truck at Waimanalo yesterday. I walked by and I took off my shorts and had a towel wrapped around me and put on some dry shorts and I just got out of the water. And I said, "Hey, something smells good over there." The guy goes, "Cobra, check them out." Like that. So I went check
him out. He smelled somebody else. I'll translate for you. He smelled somebody else smoking, I believe, on the beach. So they said, "Come over here and see what we got." And so Mike did. Is that right?
Hawaii style.
That would explain the mellow sound.
Become fluent, Evan.
Today. Yeah. Well, I know you don't have much of a report today, but at least we got a taste of the islands, you know.
We got, I'm going right underneath Wailea Avenue. Just to my right is where they play the Sony Open every year on television.
All right, when are you coming back?
Oh, man, I hate it. I have to come home Saturday.
Man.
Well, man, chin up. One of these days you'll make it back to Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's my prediction.
Okay. Probably so. I was weather in St. Louis.
Well, no, it's actually not bad at all. It's really nice. It's nice.
90, low humidity.
No surf here. No surf.
It's going to be hot in Denver. I know. I talked to a buddy of mine at the game.
We don't care. We don't live in Denver.
In Denver.
It's going to be 95 degrees when they kick off.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, go have some more of that. It's ganja in Jamaica. What do they call it there in Hawaii? Is there a name for it?
Maui Wowie.
Maui Wowie?
Pakalolo.
Pakalolo.
Well, go enjoy, and we'll talk to you.
It means crazy weed, Pakalolo.
I'm on assignment tomorrow, but Paul Harris will talk to you tomorrow.
All righty, then. Well, aloha, hui ho, mahalo, nui loa.
Yeah, same to you. Huh? Back at you. Yeah. does he not realize that nobody knows what he's talking about?
He likes throwing out all the landmarks.
I just drove by the Kalahui Laniani overpass and passed the Lakamaka Luki Waki Hui Hui. We don't know what he's talking about.
I shot
a 78 on the Lakanui golf course today.
I like the Wailea.
He likes throwing that stuff around.
He does.
All sounds like the same place.
Yeah.
Well, that's Mike Evans.
They do, though. All those streets and everything, it's all the... There's multiple A's and I's.
I would be confused out of my mind.
Apostrophes in the middle.
Take a left at Lokiani Oliala, and then you go two blocks to Kuleamiana Avenue, and then take a right on Kiki Uki Aki Oki and Karaoke Uki Underwood. It's just...
Karaoke Uki Underwood?
I go nuts over there. Mike Evans brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com. We leave you, not yet, but as we get ready to leave you... I want to remind you to do some homework before you buy windows, because every window place, and again, so flattered when I hear other radio commercials, especially on this station, making reference to that company that sells windows for $189. I tell you, they're talking about Window World, because Window World is like a thorn in their side. because they're sitting around scratching their heads and their butts, and they're wondering, how in the world are these people selling more windows than we are at $189? How do they do that? How can you sell a quality window? Well, they're not going to tell you their secrets, but they do, and they have for over 10 years. Great quality, so good that they can put a lifetime warranty on it, and that the good housekeeping people give it a seal of approval. $189 a piece. Do your homework. Read some consumer-related magazines and check BBB stats and J.D. Power and see what these people have to say about Window World. There's a 2013 tax credit, too. You can get 10% of your purchase up to $500. Be sure to ask about that. Number one in number of windows sold in the country by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. That is Window World. And they're now offering no-interest financing until January of 2015 with approved credit. Window World. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
Let's get a quick look at traffic right now and go airborne. Here's Frank Ladd.
This update is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with leader cup chicken and 2-pound potatoes.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing right now on new John Deere utility tractors, compact tractors, and select hay tools. Gear up today before these great deals disappear. Offer ends October 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit Sloan Implement at any of our 12 Illinois locations or find us online at sloans.com and myjohndeeredealer.com.
This Friday through Sunday, there's RVs, RVs, and more RVs at the St. Louis RV Show and Sale. Get your best deal on motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheel trailers, and more. Outdoors at St. Louis Outlet Mall, formerly St. Louis Mills. Free admission.
Target Talk St. Louis every Sunday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. is presented by Metro Shooting Supplies in Belleville and Bridgeton. Join host Stephen King as he discusses the world of firearms from competitions to firearm safety.
And 2.5 hours ago, the TSA people said they have somebody call us right away. They called 2 minutes ago. Way to go, TSA. Hey, thank you so much for being with us. I want assignment tomorrow. Be nice to Paul Harris, as you always are. And have a great Thursday evening, everybody, at 6 o'clock.